What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, I think this year, relative to other years, you guys know my mantra, and I very much believe that you allow players every opportunity to win employment and create their own little spot on the roster. And this year, it's probably the most vast real competition. There's a lot of, I would say our, there's, we put a lot of emphasis on this rookie class. And I think they're pushing, a lot of people, a lot of young players are fighting for opportunities on this football team. So I've been very happy with the competition, because it's been, embraced by the players. I would say the team is closer, even though the competition for jobs is that much more difficult. I think we're benefiting from, realistically, it's all 90 players. If you can get them all to improve, it makes the decisions difficult, but, it's good for the football team because everyone's better in that process. So it's been very, very competitive. And we've always had some competitive battles, but this probably takes the cake this being my fourth year.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. We say good morning to everybody out there as we get set for the last week, the third and last week of preseason football. And then Mike's got to make all those decisions along with his staff and the front office to figure out the 53. Do they have 53? Do they feel like they have 50 and got to go get a couple of guys? And he talked about open competition. Well, we know one position got taken yesterday. Matthew Judon did sign last night. 33-year-old pass rusher, 72 career sacks, came in for a visit and signed. I was a little surprised when I first heard it. I was, because of Chubb and Phillips and Chop. And you think, listen, I understand. Last couple years we've been shorthanded at pass rusher, especially at the end of the year. I think everybody remembers, I remember Bradley Chubb going down, having a great year, goes down against Baltimore at the end of the game. And I think Cameron Good got hurt in the same game, and you're going, holy crap, and where do we go from here? And you already had Jalen Phillips was already out for the year. So you literally calling guys, I remember for the Kansas City game, And I believe even the Buffalo game to end the season, you were scrounging. You were calling guys that had great careers like 5 years ago off the couch. What kind of shape are you in? Pretty good. Okay, come on in. Yeah, it got to that point. And then last year, again, Chubb doesn't play at all. And Jalen Phillips, having another on his way to having a great career, he gets injured. Chop comes on strong. And so the only thing I thought, I'm watching Grayson Murphy and I'm watching Derek McClendon and some of these guys and Cameron Good, who's I think is going to make the team on, and he played a lot as a pass rusher and outside linebacker in this last game. But man, right now, if you're asking me with a new coordinator coming in, who's your best special teams player outside of your field goal kicker, is the guy that's going to make a lot of the tackles. It's Cameron Good. And there's value. There's value, especially now that this kickoff and kickoff return have changed. And it looks like, I don't know if it's going to be 70%, like I was told, but it's going to be a lot more returns. There is going to be a lot more returns. And the teams that can go down and cover the kicks in good field position can save 10 or 15 yards. And that's a lot, man. Field position is one of those stats that we don't talk about because, honestly, it's not very sexy to talk about. But those coaches know about it, and they know the difference of good field position, how important it is both sides of the ball to back people up and to get great field position, have your offense jogging out on the field with about 55 yards from a touchdown, and you're feeling a lot better looking down, and you can see that field goal post is a lot closer to you. So all that stuff comes into play. So anyway, Matthew Judon comes in. I'm guessing he and Chubb will rotate on one side, Phillips and Chop on the other. And Grayson Murphy, Derek McClendon have had great camps. We'll see what happens. I don't know how many guys they can keep. That's part of what the coach was talking about. We've got some other news on injuries we're going to get into. Mike also talked. We'll have it later on in the show, not right now. He talked about the cornerback position. And listen, they're sticking to their guns. We like these guys. I know what you saw up in Detroit. They didn't say that. I'm saying that. But we want to let you know that we like what we see from this group. Ethan Bonner, by the way, looks like he can be out for a while with that hamstring, which is guy, that guy's worked his butt off to get to where he is and looked like he had a real good chance to start and goes down, pulls his hamstring. I think it was the second quarter of the game. And so that's, you know, you grab that, you're a speed guy and he can run. So he's got to get healthy again. But it sounds like, I still believe they're going to try to bring somebody else in from the outside at that position, but it's Storm Duck, Kendall Sheffield, Jack Jones, Jason Marshall, Mike Hilton. And I got to tell you, man, I haven't seen anything yet. I saw one good play in a preseason game, but Cam Smith, man, still hanging around. You know, it's not only how you perform, but if you're injured, you know, I mean, you can't play, but, you know, teams want to see their guys out. I know a long, long time ago, you'd be sitting in the ice tub, and they used to walk by. The coaches would walk by. They all would do it, too, and it used to drive me nuts. You can't make the club if you're always in the tub. Like, you're injured, and that was kind of the message. Like, can't count on you. And I got to tell you, Shoes, Coach Shula had to wait. Now, listen, I know these guys are sensitive today. When you were hurt or on injured reserve or it looked like you weren't going to play, you got treated differently by the coach. I'm talking about not the assistant coaches, the coach. Don Shula treated guys that were injured like, no reason to talk to you right now. You're not playing. See you in the meetings. But I don't want to hear anything. And you were like, it had a way of motivating you to get back real quickly. You know, once he realized you were going to be out if you think you're sensitive now, like, coach is not being real nice to me, you knew you were injured, you know, and it's like, you know, that was almost like you had a bad game being injured, you know, back then. So anyway, that's where they stand. A lot of competition there is, and they got to make some decisions. I don't necessarily think they got to make decisions at who's starting. I think I could come pretty close, as long as everybody's healthy for this opener, give you a pretty good idea. I could give you a pretty good idea of some of the rotation guys in there as well, off of the way they played. But the tough ones are, how many are you going to keep at every position? Now, all of a sudden, if you got a really good player and another really good player, and you're like, I don't want to lose them, let's load up and take one less guy somewhere else and make him a special teams guy. Tell him you got to make special teams really important to you. So all that stuff comes into play that coach is talking about. One thing they should be excited about is this draft class. The three defensive tackles have gotten better. They got a running back pushing for a number two position. He is. With Jalen Wright, I'm guessing they're all going to end up playing a lot of football. And we'll see how Achan sets up for the first game of the season with a calf injury. And so that position looks pretty good. You got a starting guard out of it. Got a running back that's probably going to get some carries the way he's played. See how he, you know, does in this game coming up. in Ollie Gordon II. But yeah, there's a lot of guys in good shape from this draft class, which was kind of told to us, and it's good to see that it's actually going to happen. And we're going to see some young defensive tackles, and I don't mean one, playing a lot in that first game against Jacksonville. So that stuff all will play out as we say. Got all kinds of NFL news, by the way. Xavien Howard signs with the Colts. So everybody's like, wow, he sat out all of last year, flirted around. He did take a couple of visits, didn't sign with anybody. And Lou Anarumo, who I spent some time with this offseason, now the defensive coordinator with the Colts and had a lot of success here when he was here as a defensive coach with Xavien Howard. So they had a and he came out and said, hey, whatever he's lost physically, he's got great instincts, great ball skills. He does have some of the best ball skills I've ever seen in Dolphins uniform. That goes with anybody that's ever played here. Pat, Sam, who all could track. I mean, you see their numbers. X-Man, like when he go up with a receiver, you felt pretty good about it. And so X at 32 years old is going to be joining the Colts. And, of course, Joe Flacco named week one starter for the Browns. The only reason I bring them all up is because the Miami Dolphins will be facing them, including week one against the Colts on the road just a couple of weeks away. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to, though. That's right, Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, less than 2 weeks away from that game, one of the four or five super sexy games to kick off football. Give college football credit for one thing, all the whining and complaining we've been doing about all the changes we've seen in football. They got some great games in week one. They got some. So much for playing all the weak sisters, man, in the first week. They got some great games. Can't do better than 1-2, but Notre Dame and Miami, top 10 teams, will also play. So we'll catch up with Coach. A lot of competition going on. A lot more depth with this football team. Carson Beck, a lot of things to talk about. So we'll have that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Coach will join us. But, hey, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. Never a bad time to take a second, take a deep breath, and say, hey, South Florida Chevy dealers, man, you got it rolling right now. That SUV family, I've been part of the South Florida Chevy dealer family for a long time and feel like I know the products pretty well. Spent a lot of time at showrooms and getting around South Florida. And I just want to let you know, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never been better, but I do want to talk about the SUV family right now and the all-new special, not the big boys, I just got a new 2020.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
25 Tahoe. People are going, we're hearing, getting really tired of you talking about it. The Suburbans, fantastic. All the space you could ever need for you and that family. You need all that extra space. You can't beat them. But I do like talking about the midsize, the all-new Equinox, electric Equinox, and all the, oh my God, just everything you need, really. All the space you need. It's got a great look. Really has it all for you to really enjoy yourself. Not only that, but the eye-catching exterior, that fully loaded, smart style, practical dependability you're going to love. Right over to the other one is a Traverse, man. I call it right below, little brother to the Tahoe. Man, it's got a lot of space. So comfortable, 2.5-liter engine, giving you better performance and everything you need with a great look. Hey, that's part of it. And I want to let you know, Silverado truck, still the cleanup hitter of the family, still strong, still a top seller, and we make a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. All right, Woody, thank you so much. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning, less than a couple weeks out from that first nationally televised game at Hard Rock Stadium on a Sunday night against Notre Dame. And, Coach, thank you for joining us. I always wonder, so any more scrimmages, or do you start to, are you still competing at this point with physical practices, or you start to cut back a little bit?
Well, first of all, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me. The practices continue. School has begun, but we are still have a blend of both camp-like practices while at the same time doing opponent work. And mind you, throughout camp, you do opponent work, but certainly it becomes a lot more focused right now. But we are maintaining a lot of the competitive situations at positions a lot.
So I always wonder, because you have so much, I just feel so much better about the depth of this team and the veterans. We'll get into some of it, but also some of the young guys to make you feel good about some potential guys that could really help this early this season. Is there still a lot of open jobs, or you got a pretty good idea right now who will start and who will be rotating in?
Well, I can tell you we feel pretty good about what we know we can do well and what are the things we need to work on. And we threw a lot of guys in a live situation the past couple weeks. And some guys are definitely ready, and some guys showed a couple hiccups, you know, under the lights, and that's all right. They're still a work in progress and still developing, and you make sure you're very blunt and very direct in making sure you get players' feedback, a plan to get better. You continue to enhance the ones that have done really well. You set your goals offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, and you figured out what you do well, what you feel you're going to be from an identity standpoint, and your role with it. But you always maintain the competition alive because we do have, again, more competitive depth at a lot of positions.
Hey, so you're in a unique situation. This doesn't happen to everybody in college football where you lose your top four wide receivers and your top tight end, who is one of the top tight ends taken in the draft, played a lot of downs and gave you a lot of production a year ago. So between the transfer portal and guys that you brought in out of high school, how do you feel about this group as you've now had a couple of weeks to see them here?
I feel strongly about them, Joe. They've been really, really good. And their work ethic is what really has separated them as, you know, relatively a new group. When I say new, you just mentioned guys from the portal, guys that were developing, young guys, and other guys that just got here. It's a great blend. And there has been leadership provided by, you know, in the form of C.J. Daniels. The guy flat out came in, and his work ethic, his regimen, his dailies are just, they're big time. He's got all the tools and all the leadership qualities of a guy that can really make an impact, and he did. And he helped that room mature along with Coach Beard, Coach Varner, those guys, Coach Hofer, those guys did a really good job of helping this group attain maturity more quickly.
Those guys I mentioned before, without saying all their names, they played a lot of snaps for you. I mean, they lined up and they played, it seemed like, from the start of the game to the very end with all the tight ball games you had with your 10 wins last year. You see more guys playing, especially early on. You could see more rotation, more guys at the wide receiver position getting playing time.
We feel good about that. We do. And we'd like to do that so that guys could play at their best throughout the entire game. But it's got to be earned. And we feel that we're on pace to have enough guys earn a legitimate two-deep rotation where the quarterbacks feel comfortable with whoever's in at those positions.
I was going to ask that question. That's a good one. And I saw your offensive coordinator, Coach Shannon, talked a little bit about this. Carson Beck, like, he likes his input. He starts to get a feel like quarterbacks get certain guys, hey, I really like what this guy's doing. Does he have input as we get ready to talk about Carson Beck? Does he have a little input in as far as receivers he likes and who he feels comfortable with?
Well, I think his performance is the input, right? I mean, guys that perform well together, I mean, that speaks so loudly, you don't have to say anything. So I think it sticks out on the film, and let's call it what it is, man. If a guy's supposed to be at 12 yards and he's consistently at 15 or 16 or 9, well, you know what? We're not quite there yet, because timing and precision in the passing game, as you know, Joe, is critical, cannot be compromised. So we have honed in. Well, we're in a situation where we feel really, really good about who the two deep is, but we're going to keep the competitive part as to who rolls out there first alive.
There's two guys that I kind of, like I said, hey, man, if this thing's really going to work, and I hate to do this, and I know you're going to disagree, and it's just watching, and it's the radio part of me here, Justin Scott and Ahmad Moten are two guys that I think need to take the big jump of consistency and play to that potential, and they could really help this thing. Would you agree you're counting on those two guys a lot?
I agree. They have, and they better, right? It's their time. And call it what it is, brother. We've recruited those guys, and they're good players, and we've worked hard. And at some point in time, when you wear that U on the side of your helmet, you got to step up and do it. And it's their time, and we feel confident that those two are going to have a great year. And we push them hard and going to keep pushing them hard. And they have the benefit of every day going against Inez Cooper and Francis Minoa, you know? And that right there is that gets you more ready than any meeting we could ever have.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good point. Hey, so Coach, also, as you look at the depth, you know, we haven't talked much about him on the show. I think this is like seventh year, but everybody's been raving about him. Mo Ture, how good has he been?
Yeah, Mo is a big physical, violent tackler, knockback tackler, extremely smart. Plays with a ton of heart. He's a big league guy. He really is. And so getting to know Mo, there's a lot to him, man. A lot of substance, a lot of leadership skills, and a guy that, man, he's been awesome. And I can't wait to watch him play in this system, which he's very familiar with because obviously he was with Coach Heatherman back at Rutgers.
I felt like last year we didn't really get to see Reuben Bain. The guy gets hurt right off the bat, comes back. Had a little bit of production. How does he look now that he's 100% back for you?
I don't think Ruben's ever dropped off in production. I thought he was awesome as a freshman, and in the games he played last year, he did a great job coming off a pretty significant injury. And he's worked his tail off, making sure that he leaned up, became more explosive, honed in on his craft, spent hours and hours with Coach Taylor just doing everything possible to do a better job using his hands, stopping the run, getting off the football, playing blocks. I mean, you name it. He's become a film junkie, and we expect an awesome season from him.
All right, so the other position that you went out and really fixed up through the transfer portal, brought in a whole bunch of guys, not to mention you guys you've recruited that are getting more and more comfortable in your system, and that's that secondary. I thought the day I was out there, man, everybody wanted to know how the secondary looked. And I said, man, they get their hands on a lot of footballs. Have you seen that over the last couple weeks as well, where guys are making plays back there?
No doubt. They're long, physical guys, and the young guys that we recruit, they're doing a great job. And I mean, it's a position that obviously you can never be short there. You know, we've learned our hard lessons with that, right? I mean, football has become a space game. And, you know, as the year goes on and people get nicked up, you better have people that can cover, man, because if you don't, it's going to be a problem. These guys can cover. They can tackle. They're very they're just committed to the game. They're in here day and night, and we're going to push them. You know, we want more out of everybody on the field. And at this time of year, it's more like I get away from praise and I get more on, hey, man, let's get after it and let's get more out of everybody in the organization.
Yeah. All right, getting back to Carson Beck. You know, everybody talks, hey, listen, everything and every level of sport now, we start with a quarterback. How's Carson Beck look to you? And we didn't have him during the spring. I thought he looked really good. Everybody wanted to know. I said, look, ain't no problem with the arm. He just got to get his timing with his receivers.
Yeah, he's both met and exceeded expectations, both as a player and as a teammate, as a person, as a leader. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've been at, I believe, 17 practices and an entire summer, and we still have a couple of weeks to keep getting ready for every single game coming up this season. He's been excellent. And, again, man, just, this is kind of that neutral week, right? It's like purgatory week. You're not in game week, and
yeah,
you're not exactly in camp and school started. So the bottom line is the work continues for him. We're going to push him. We're going to press him, as well as everybody else in the organization.
All right, so everybody always likes to know about that true freshman class coming in, and most of them were in spring football. Can you talk about a couple of guys? I get asked about Malachi Toney out of American Heritage Plantation a lot. Heck, in his story coming out of high school, became the quarterback when the quarterback went down and all the things he did. How has he been? The day I was out there, he was making every catch possible in the middle of the field.
Special talent, special work ethic. You know, special DNA. That's the best way to put it, and just getting started.
How do you explain, like, some guys come in and kind of – some guys come in and have that, hey, I'm here to play right now. I don't know who you guys are. And you got other guys, you know, like, oh, no, I understand. You know, these guys have been around a while. It's going to take – you know, it's not going to happen overnight. How many of those kind of guys do you have in this group?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, in the words of Art Kehoe back in the day, he said it perfectly. Recruiting is the most imperfect science in the world, right? I mean, I'd be interested to see what the first round success rate is in the NFL, and that's with, what, millions of dollars invested in research and assessing each prospect. So you just never know when a guy's going to hit it, man. You know, some guys walk in the door like Francis and Ruben, and, I mean, they're ready to strap it up and go. And other guys, you know what, they take their, you know, another year sometimes two, and sometimes even three, Joe. And that was normal in football for a long time.
It was.
Now it's just because there's money involved in NIL and expectations and social media. Now, you know, everybody's an expert and everybody thinks they know when a guy should develop. A person is going to get pushed and he's going to be guided and taught and mentored up until that guy develops to the best of his potential. Then you keep going. And it may be day one and it may be year three. You know, teaching is teaching, and teaching is a vocation. And brother, you got to be all in on it till it pops. And that's the route we take over here.
I didn't want to ask the deepest positions. I know we talked going into this whole thing about the offensive line and the running back position, the three guys you have. Everybody's raved about how good they've been. Is there some other positions you feel good about now that you've seen enough and go, I think we're going to be all right?
I think we're more on par with the rest of the country. I think everybody's trying to figure out if they can get to a legitimate two deep, I would say 2.5 deep, right? With some guys who are developmental, it's really hard to get there nowadays, again, with the way the portal works and, you know, how, again, transit football is. But we feel that we have put ourselves in a position to be successful because of competitive depth, caliber of player, and systematics.
The other interesting one, because we've mentioned, you can't talk college football without transfer portal, and it's important to everybody in the country now. How do you get ready for another team? And you've seen guys at other schools. Now all of a sudden they're playing the school and you're trying to figure out how they fit in and how good they are. And they weren't on the team you're getting ready to play's roster a year ago. How hard is that to get ready for those guys and scout them?
Well, I mean, you do it all summer. You know, I mean, sometimes you got to even dig in a high school film when a guy's going to play in their first game that had never played college football. But same thing with coordinators, right, that have been in different spots. You look at where they've been and how they played against teams that have similar systems that you have. And then you look and assess at the caliber of talent of the portal guys that both came and left to assess, okay, where are the areas that we want to attack on this particular team? So it is a relentless process, but it is all offseason, Joe. It doesn't stop. And, I mean, you've seen some of the, you know, the documents that we put together from a scouting standpoint. It's really extensive.
Yeah, so as we look at this whole thing, and obviously I could tell you feel better about the overall depth, and everybody wants to match up, hey, how was last year's team versus this year's team? But as I look at it, I would just feel, and I feel just talking to you the last couple weeks, you feel a lot better about your overall depth for this team going, not only for the first game, but throughout the year when guys go down.
We feel like every single year we progress, and this year is no different, right? And you never find out until the final game of the year and the final results as to where, you know, you've actually landed. But there hasn't been a year that we've been here where we haven't felt better going into the season about what we have put together. So, and that doesn't stop now. You know, at this time next year, we expect to feel the exact same way of getting better.
Yeah. Listen, man, Coach, really appreciate you coming on. And maybe we can grab you one more time next week and talk a little bit about Notre Dame and everything else going on, but I really appreciate you finding some time.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Time for it. You got another scrimmage, or are you done with the scrimmages now?
They're service-type scrimmages, you know, which is, I would say it's there's some live play still to be done, but certainly you're morphing and you're evolving to your practice, your in-season practice schedule, while still just hammering away at technique and fundamentals, which, again, that's the camp aspect, Joe. You know, we still want to continue to sharpen our tools as it relates to how we use our hands, our hat placement, right, our feet, our body position, balance, body control, all that stuff. So it's a blend for these next couple of days.
Coach, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head football coach of Miami Hurricanes, joining us. Talk a little bit about the competition and some of the guys on the team. You know, I always feel bad we can't get to everybody on this thing and talk about some different positions. Right now, though, I want to take a second to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I talked about them before. Listen, man, this is the best overall products we have ever had. And South Florida Chevy dealers want to let you know we feel real good about that SUV family. And if you're looking around right now, the school year is getting ready to start up, and you could really use an SUV. And maybe you don't want the big boys, the big comfortable Tahoes and Suburbans. Maybe you don't. I like being really comfortable, and I love my Tahoe. But if you want to go midsize, that all-new Equinox, man, it's got everything you could ever want. Matter of fact, we got the electric Equinox SUV, too. Man, it's got everything that you need, the great look, all the space for you and your family to be comfortable, plenty of room for the family, for the cargo, and everything else. Right over the 2025 Traverse, one of my favorites in the family, spacious, comfortable, great look, and all the room. You can almost feels like a big boy with the amount of space you get in the 2025 Traverse. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. You can't talk Chevy and not talk strong, durable Silverado Trucks. Man, we got a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's you and that truck working 5, 6, 7 days a week, or a truck to get the family around, or you're just a truck person, you're going to love that new South Florida Chevy truck. And I'm telling you, take a test drive. We've got 14 convenient locations. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. Last night did sign. I think I saw it around 6 o'clock last night. Mike talked at 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the afternoon. So he has signed with the Miami Dolphins, 72 career sacks.
No injuries or anything, right? He was visiting for visiting purposes.
Yeah, listen, man. Listen, Mike, come on. We'll take a lot of stuff.
He was in town, bro. He stopped by.
I'm okay. You know, again, I'm okay, and I mean this, you know, but don't tell me, like, yeah, had nothing to do with potential injuries to Chubb and Phillips. And no, just we wanted to get more depth. Look at it's so, all tied in. We haven't had those guys the last 2 years. I get it. But you don't have to say that, Mike.
Well, there was some like podcast account that was thrown out last night that they're shopping Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips, no, they're not shopping him. There's nothing. Yeah. Jalen Phillips needs to stay healthy.
They said they were shopping him for a cornerback.
Yeah. Jalen's coming off two. Jalen knows this. He's here.
It would make sense to make a move for a cornerback.
Well,
but,
so yeah. The theory, actually, the conspiracy theory yesterday was that he's hurt and it was worse than everybody thought, and that, you know, that's why he has. They're being real careful with him. They want to get him into the start of the season, and so he is doing a little bit of work, but they're being really careful with him, really, really careful with him. And they want those three guys ready to go, and now they've added Matthew Judon. So I guess my question is, so they have a guy that has had a nice little camp. Grayson Murphy's played really well. They've raved about his pass rushing moves, some of the things that he does. He was injured all of last year and coming back, and he seems to make some plays. And then, of course, the other, Derek McClendon's been a hot name, although he got moved down a little bit last week. I'm watching and when he got playing time, so I don't know what that all means. But they went out and made that move. And I understand. I do. I was a little surprised. You know, like, wait a sec. I thought we were getting away from the older family of guys and going to do it with younger guys. But they're going, no, we think 5.5 sacks last year with Atlanta and had a good second half of the season, started to really pick it up. So they got another guy to come in here. But this all goes back to adding guys. And I understand this. At the end of last year, there was no Chubb and no Phillips. End of the crucial games, last couple games the year before, no Chubb, no Phillips, and they were down like 3 or 4 defensive pass rushers 2 years ago. They went to Kansas City with guys that were late in the year, were watching all the NFL games like you were on a couch, None of them had played. A bunch of them had great numbers in their careers. Everybody thought their careers were over. And the Dolphins are like, hey, we need some bodies. We need some guys that see if you can turn back the clock and give us a couple of snaps. And then on top of that, we had 35 sacks last year. Wasn't very good. Just not a very good number for as good as the defense was. And so they want to fix up that position, and we got to find out, can Chubb get back to Chubb? Can Phillips stay healthy? And what's Matthew Judon at 33 years old have left in the tank too? And so that was the move, but don't, you can't tell me, you know, had nothing to do with injury and worried about injury. Of course it did. Of course it did. But that's fine. The other, obviously, is the comments. I don't know if you have those comments. Mike talking about the cornerback position. He was asked about the cornerback position. We know Ethan Bonner's going to be out now, pulled his hamstring. Just worked his way up to basically being a starter on the other side of Storm Duck. And then, you know, now everybody's wondering, what are you going to do a cornerback position if Ethan's not ready to go for the start of the season? And what we've seen from some of your guys, they've been kind of up and down in man-to-man coverage and everything else. Here's what Mike had to say about his cornerbacks.
What am I seeing? I'm seeing, guys play very consistent bump coverage relative to the rest of the league or teams we go against. I'm seeing guys that are making plays in the pass game and in the run game. I'm seeing guys play off coverage, reading through quarterback quick game footwork and progressing to a larger pedal and staying square with wide and departure routes. I'm watching squat or corners play the game between aggressive reroute and bail, disciplined football. I'm watching people take direct angles on shallow crosses. These are all things that I usually don't speak on because they're very, I don't know, it's coach speak and what we do every day. But, you know, the challenge is not to find the names that make us feel most comfortable on the front end. It's trying to be real and find the best players.
All right, so coach talked about technique and fundamentals. And, hey, we got a bunch of guys that are doing it the right way. So he's happy with the group. I think the biggest thing is people on the outside look at the group and go, oh, I don't know, Mike. I don't know what. And Mike's going, oh, we see it every day. These guys can play. Not worried about them. We got our guys right here. So I'm going to be after this game and even watching this game. And doing the game on the radio. I'm really curious to see which guys make some friggin' plays, get their hands on the football when they throw it, and see what it looks like. I'm not even sure who's going to play this week, actually, and we won't know, and won't know exactly what Jacksonville's thinking as far as their starters getting some playing time. I'll tell you one team that's playing their starters a lot. You know, Joe Burrow's been playing a lot of football in Cincinnati. They're like, we're getting off to a fast start. You know, we're going to get off to a faster start instead of these two slow starts we've had the last 2 years and play great in the second half and it was too late. We're going to play more football early on. And I'm watching Joe Burrow run around last night. Do you see that like 15-yard sack he took? And I'm going, Joe, what are you doing? Joe, he's running around back there. He took a huge loss trying to keep a play alive.
I don't know, that seems to be very good. And they got a problem with their defensive guy. They can't get him figured out. That's probably going to have to end up in a trade, I would think, at this point.
This Hendrickson thing.
Hey, some of these guys are going to start hitting the market, right? That can't get a deal done.
Well, they're going to hit the market. What? They're under contract.
No, but I mean, they're going to the trade market. Like, these guys are going to be up for grabs, I would think. Like, Terry McLaurin, you got to think he's going to be up for grabs at some point here. Right?
So
they haven't reached a deal by now.
They've agreed to money, but Cincinnati goes, we agree to money, but not guaranteed money.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference.
Said, absolutely. He's like, hey, so, no. I need all these veteran guys.
Another guy, too.
Well, that's a younger guy. That's a whole different.
So do people start making offers now? Right? I mean, it's if you don't have the guy signed by now, camp's just about over.
Well, everybody's a little strapped on money except one team. One team is talking right now about we may not be done. We like our team, and we may take it. New England Patriots said, hey.
Yeah, they got a bunch left, yeah.
We still got money left. We had so much money, we got more money. If somebody wants to make a trade and we
give them some, terrifying if they added one of
and
those
add
guys,
a draft
right?
pick and oh yeah, geez, are you kidding? If they think one guy they don't have and
they already think they're a playoff team, I guess, right?
I wouldn't get carried away by the preseason stuff. That's the only thing. Like if you want to win a preseason game, you can. All you gotta do is play the right guys and you win, right? And everybody else in twos and threes and you crush them. Buffalo looked terrible the other day. Buffalo, what'd they lose, 38 to nothing? The coach comes out and says, that's not acceptable. We got our ass kicked. I don't care who's playing. We can't lose like that. Who'd they lose to?
I think it was Chicago.
Yeah. Somebody wasn't very good. So anyway, this thing is going to be interesting. But, Mike, you heard of – and listen, one thing about Mike ain't coming out and being critical on – so to be fair, it's always positive – even a negative turns into, you know, positive. And that's okay, man. He's trying to get the most out of these guys. But, you know, I do read between the lines sometimes. Like, Mike, you can't be gung-ho on every one of these guys. There's no way. But, hey, play the technique. And these guys, this is it. I'm really curious about Jack Jones. I really am. I am dying to figure out. I thought he was going to be a starter. And then, of course, 23 is chasing St. Brown around all over in that one-on-one drill, and we saw all of it. And everybody's going, what the hell's going on there? And he sees him. It's either crazy enough, Jack Jones in the sideline and with the Lions players and everything getting after it. So, anyway, we got to go to break. I have no answers, folks. I have no answers. I'm like you. I just want to see it. I want to see some cornerbacks make some plays, get their hands on some on the football, get in good position to make a play, even if a guy catches it. That's going to happen. That's going to happen a lot. Those guys last night, by the way, Cincinnati's players made some of the most ridiculous. You talk about guys going up and getting challenged by defenders and coming down with the football, but that's damn good coverage. Like, you're playing last night and Cincinnati receivers are jumping over just inches from you, and you're making a play, man. No, there are no coaches getting upset about that defensively. Just not. Anyway, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I want to thank Mario for joining us, talk a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes and competing. And so we know this. They've got depth. He believes they got a lot more depth and what he's added to the team. And he's got some young guys that he really likes. And I can't wait for, not this Sunday, but next Sunday to see what it's all going to look like. Man, it's fun. This is a fun time to see. And, you know, whether you think your team's going to be good or not good. And I got to tell you, especially for the Miami Dolphins, this first game against the Colts, who've got, obviously, signing Xavier Howard, 32 years old, to come in and play cornerback. This quarterback situation, everybody's going back and forth on which of the two former first-round picks is going to start. They've had their good days. They've had their bad. You got to get after that team. That is one of the teams in the group of, and you just, for the psyche of this team and importance of road wins, you got to go on the road and you got to win that game. You have to win that game against the Colts in week one.
How about that new Omar storyline, though, man? With Xavier Howard now.
I haven't heard everything. You got to give me
caught
up.
No, this is great. I mean, Omar's been pushing for that one. Could you imagine if he, you know, has a pick six or something?
Look,
I'm
happy.
Omar's been pushing that.
No, I know he has. He's been pushing for him to come back. There was no way he was coming back here.
Okay.
Did you ever think he was coming back here?
I don't know. He signed with the Colts, so I don't know.
He didn't play last year.
I understand that.
So.
I'm just saying. Watch him have a pick six, and you know, week one, Omar's gonna be doing backflips.
The only thing I would say, and we got a tight end in the same situation right now, almost identical. He did not play last year. He took some visits for For whatever reason, I don't know if it was money, his workouts, I don't know, but he didn't play. He comes back, his former defensive coordinator down here signs him. I don't know what X-Man's got left, but I don't expect him to all of a sudden look like the guy that had seven picks about 3 or 4 years ago. I just don't.
I hope you're right.
You think all of a sudden
I
he
don't
just
know.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out. What's the difference?
All right. Well, then when you talk about that, I want you to talk about our tight end the same way, too.
Omar's just been all over the Xavien Howard thing. I think it's funny that it actually happened.
You know, so. Omar's in your head. Everything he says, Omar's in your head.
Omar lives
on
in a lot
everything.
Of people's
heads. He just lives in your head
a
on
lot
his
of
stuff.
People.
All right. Hey, Omar, good job. You got him again. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. It's hurricane season. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. I know you see out there, there's hurricanes out in the Atlantic Ocean. You never know which way they're going to go. We've been lucky. We've been lucky so far. But if you've been thinking about it, maybe it's time to make that call to Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, covering all of South Florida for you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.